Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome to Going In Raw Countout. It's the show here on YouTube, Steven Larson, where we count things down. Wrestling related.
Yes.
This is our fourth video of the day.
Very tired.
So, but what gets us excited
Fifth.
But you know what gets us excited about wrestling?
Counting things down. And New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
New Japan Pro Wrestling. Yeah, we're just coming off last weekend. The conclusion of G1 Climax 27.
We've had a lot of people on Twitter asking us, are you guys going to do a video about G1? We talked about it pretty much at length in our Monday episode.
Yeah, it wasn't in the title, though.
At the tail end of that, we talk about it, but we talk about it.
Yeah.
We say as much as we are going to say about it. We had planned on doing a countout in terms of the top 10 best matches. I'm not sure you could do that without leaving a bunch of really, really great matches off. Yuji Nagata had, like, what, 5 straight 4-star matches or something like that, according to Dave Meltzer's. So instead, we decided to do some fantasy booking for next year's Wrestle Kingdom, which, you know, the G1 is kind of, in some ways, a springboard.
Yeah, it's like they're comparable. WWE's Royal Rumble is comparable to the G1 Climax in that it starts kicking off storylines that will ultimately conclude, it seems, at Wrestle Kingdom.
For example, Tetsuya Naito won the G1, and so he gets a guaranteed main event shot at the title at Wrestle Kingdom.
Correct.
So,
but before we get to that, let's kick off at number 10, Steve.
Number 10, Los Ingobernables de Japón versus Bullet Club.
This is for the never openweight,
overweight,
six-man tag titles. Specific members of the Bullet Club, though. Marty Scurll.
Correct.
Hangman Page.
Yes.
And Bad Luck Fale.
Who just got a tattoo on the top of his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at first pushing for Cody Rhodes to be a part of this team because he and Marty Scurll have great chemistry together. We saw that at the G1 special.
He can still be in their
USA
corner.
But Cody's probably going to be defending his Ring of Honor title later in the show. We'll talk about that later.
Absolutely.
But we'd be remiss not to include every championship in New Japan on this list. So we'll kick things off with the never openweight tag titles.
Do you get the idea that maybe there are too many titles in New Japan? We didn't even put... Oh, yeah, no, we did. There's a lot of titles in New Japan.
There is.
Maybe Naito had a good point.
He might.
Again, heel was a good point.
Could be.
Not really heel, though.
No. Number he transcends the
oh, yeah,
heel
he does.
Spectrum.
Yeah, he
completely
does.
Does.
He does.
LIJ have had these six-man tag titles for the better part of the past year. I believe they walked into Wrestle Kingdom last year with them. They've dropped them a couple times.
They've dropped them to Taguchi Japan at one point.
Yeah,
Chaos, I think.
Yeah, someone else had them, and now they got them back.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they carry them all the way to Wrestle Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Have an LIJ Bullet Club showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Be kick off the show.
Yeah.
Be tons of fun.
Absolutely. And this is, of course, we're talking about Bushi, Sonata, and Evil.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Evil will get his title shot against Okada at Destruction, probably. Maybe King of Pro Wrestling, but then he'll
continue
on with...
Would the ticking time bomb risk bringing Daryl to show support, knowing that
he won't come out for this. All right. He's going to save his energies for his own match,
which we'll talk about later.
Yes.
Number nine. The Gorillas of Destiny versus Killer Elite Squad.
So at the conclusion of the IWGP heavyweight tag title match that saw War Machine defend their titles against Cody Rhodes and Hangman Page, Gorillas of Destiny came out. They want their titles back.
Yes.
While they're in the midst of discussing that with War Machine, out comes Killer Elite Squad to attack everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Killer Elite Squad is Davey Boy Smith Jr. and the returning Lance Archer. He was out with a back injury. We're both under the assumption that War Machine is probably going to head to NXT at some point.
Yeah, yes. By January, they're going to be a part of NXT.
Yeah, because as far as we're aware, they're free agents.
Yeah.
So that leaves Gorillas of Destiny and Killer Elite Squad to contend for the tag titles.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of who is holding the titles going into Wrestle Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
whoever isn't holding the titles is going to challenge for the titles.
Oh, absolutely.
These two teams are probably going to challenge or be vying for the tag titles at Wrestle Kingdom.
Suzuki-Gun needs some gold.
They need more belts.
Besides the never overweight title.
Open weight.
Oh, yeah. They need some. And so I think Killer Elite Squad, we haven't seen them because which one got hurt?
Not Lance Smith. Archer.
Yeah, Lance Archer.
He had a bad back.
He got hurt. So yeah, we're going to see that. It's going to be good.
It shall be. Next, number eight.
Number eight!
Tanahashi versus Suzuki. Minoru Suzuki is the current never open weight champion. He looks to be facing Michael Elgin in the near future.
Correct.
And we are presuming that Elgin will capture that title.
Oh, yeah.
From Suzuki. So that leaves Suzuki available to take on somebody else at Wrestle Kingdom. We're also assuming that Tanahashi is going to be dropping the Intercontinental title sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
He's off shooting a movie now. He's got an injured bicep.
Got a new haircut.
Yeah.
And he colored his hair darker.
And at some point, though, he's going to have to take time off to recuperate from the injury.
Whether that's the thing. Yeah.
Whether it's surgery, whether it's just rest,
mm-hmm.
I would guess that he's going to at least work through Wrestle Kingdom so they can do all their stories up to that point, and maybe at that point they'll have him take a break.
Yeah.
What better person to put him on the shelf, kayfabe, than Suzuki?
Right.
Have him demolish that arm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Suzuki would have lost his title before then, but it'd be a huge win for him to not only beat Tanahashi, but put him on the shelf for half a year.
Absolutely. I think that'd be great.
And then Suzuki can go on to other things. Maybe somewhere down the line, vie for the Intercontinental title against maybe someone else in his own stable.
There you go. Oh, I like that. I like that.
Could be.
Zack Sabre Jr. said, I have no problems facing my boss. He says, I want to face my boss and prove to him that I am best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number seven. Cody versus Dalton Castle for the Ring of Honor title.
Ring of Honor title, I think. At least last year it was. Always defended at Wrestle Kingdom.
I think the year before it was, too. I think Jay Lethal defended the year before.
Oh, okay. There you go. Last year saw Adam Cole capture his Ring of Honor, his third Ring of Honor world title against Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Both those men are now in NXT. And this year, you know, a lot can change. Cody Rhodes will still have that title, and he will be facing off against Dalton Castle. Why? Because we like Dalton Castle.
Yeah,
I think he just re-signed as Ring of Honor.
Yeah, he did. Both Cody and Dalton Castle are excellent when it comes to character work.
Mm-hmm. I think, and on top of that, Dalton Castle had such a great showing at when Ring of Honor went over to Japan for whatever that was.
Honor Rising.
That I really think he's going to be geeked to go out there again. And I think the Japanese crowd really enjoyed his antics. The only question is, which New Japan Rumble participants will double as his boys?
Well, Taguchi will be involved in the match later on, so not him.
Yeah.
There's a chair down there. Oh, I know. You put it there.
Putting my feet on it.
That's a good question. Yoshihashi.
So last time when they came, it was... Oh, God. Oh, man, yeah, he's going to be in the Rumble. He ain't getting on this card. He'll be in the Rumble. That's one of my favorite matches, though. I can't wait for January. That was one of the, I've mentioned this before, it was one of the greatest social media experiences.
Let me ask you this.
I've had.
Do we dare live stream Wrestle Kingdom 12?
If we can run it past our wives, I think we should.
Well, there's two things. There's that, And there's clearing the schedule for the next day so we can recuperate.
I know. We'd have to do nothing the next day.
I know. So what, January 4th, I think they said it was a Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. It's always on the 4th, regardless of the day of the week.
It is a Thursday, so that's possible. Usually we don't get together on Friday.
Oh, that's true. So we'll have to do, we'll have to shoot. If today is the template, we'll have to shoot 5 videos, break, probably sleep if we can, or do our family stuff.
Yeah.
And then come back around.
Load up on caffeine, get back over here about 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
So we can live stream for 5 hours.
Probably what we'd have to do. Hope, well, hey, look, by that time, let's just get some office space.
Oh, yeah.
A lot easier to do it that way.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well,
anyways, way off track. Back to Cody versus Dalton Castle.
Get like
as I
a
said,
projector screen.
Yeah, that'd be good. Both wrestlers are great when it comes to character stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton Castle's really good in the ring.
Oh yeah.
I feel like Cody. The Hangman Page Cody match against War Machine, the tag title match, was really good.
Yeah.
So I think with the right opponent, Cody can put on a really good match.
Oh, dude. Well, Okada.
Yeah, that was a good match too.
The G1 special in USA. That was fantastic. You know, you're absolutely right. He can't. I wonder what the...
This match with Elgin was not good.
No, it wasn't. I wonder what the learning curve is or what the comfortability curve is, because it's not like you wrestle in New Japan all the time. So I wonder if him simply getting used to what you can do in New Japan versus mm-hmm. what he's so used to doing WWE, because that was where he was the entire time. So maybe he's just coming along. But yeah, his match against Okada was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
His character work's amazing.
Oh yeah. He knows how to get heat.
Mm-hmm. Number six.
Six.
Michael Elgin versus Ishii.
So we're assuming, as we said earlier, that Michael Elgin will capture the never open weight title.
Yeah.
And who better to pair him off against at Wrestle Kingdom than Ishii?
It'd be great.
This'll be a hard hitting match.
It'd be fantastic.
Man, this'll be brutal.
Yeah.
I believe Ishii is a former never open weight
champion.
Yeah,
I was about to look that up.
I believe he is. Double check for me.
I will.
I don't believe Elgin's ever held the title.
I don't believe
New Japan seems to be fond of Michael Elgin.
In fact, Ishii has the most title reigns. And he has 4 of them. So, perfect.
I don't believe Elgin has won anything since he was the Intercontinental Champion, as far as singles titles. But New Japan is obviously very high on him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So put the never open weight title on him, have him run through a few feuds, and maybe get him back into either the U.S. title or Intercontinental title picture next summer.
Yes.
Because who knows how long Kenny Omega is going to stick around after Wrestle Kingdom. I believe his contract is up again in February.
I really suspect that he's going to...
He'll stick around for another year.
He'll have another year at least.
And as we said before, I'm kind of with you. I hope he doesn't go to WWE.
I really don't.
He's such a huge part of what New Japan is and what it does.
It'd be great if he said, okay, I'm going to sign up here in WWE for one really amazing year. You know, Rumble to Rumble.
Yeah.
Mania to Mania or whatever. Rumble to the Mania after the next one.
Yeah.
Do so that.
For like 14 months.
Yeah.
15 months.
That'd be fantastic.
That would be great.
And then go back to New Japan.
I know.
And if he does that, he's bringing all those people back with him. All that audience that saw him in WWE, he's bringing them all back to New Japan.
Yeah. See, but I wonder if WWE might suspect that would be the case and be like, all right, we want you to sign a 4-year deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you have to
negotiate.
One day at a time, Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Anyways. Next. Number 5.
5.
The Young Bucks versus Taguchi and Ricochet for the junior tag titles.
Correct. So, Taguchi and Ricochet just captured these titles
mm-hmm.
at the G1 Climax Finals. Great match. Have you watched it yet?
No, I haven't.
It's really good.
I know, I need to.
After the match, the Young Bucks posted on Twitter saying, you know, we're not sure we're going to be coming back to Japan, but we always enjoy wrestling here.
Mm-hmm.
See you next time.
Yeah.
They're for sure going to be around at Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They'll probably be around at King of Pro Wrestling in October. I wouldn't be surprised if this match happened then, but huge stage.
Mm-hmm.
Great match.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it at Wrestle Kingdom.
I think they're about to... Aren't they about to fight like Christopher Daniels and...
Kazarian?
Kazarian again for the...
Oh, yeah. Ring of Honor. Yeah, probably.
I saw that the other day.
You really got to watch this match because it's really good.
I know. I want to. I will.
I really enjoy watching.
I got a bunch of those. My Etsy store orders to fill. Etsy.com/shop/MFSteve here. It's the Friendo Workshop. I did like a comic book. I did some prints. Got a bunch of those orders to fill. Well, maybe I'll watch some wrestling.
Yeah, watch this match. The Young Bucks have really done a great job of evolving their style.
Oh, they're fantastic.
They still do a bunch of high spots, but they're doing them in moderation now. I'm sure, one, to show off their impressive storytelling skills, mm-hmm. but also to prolong their careers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because they can't wrestle how they used to, high spot after high spot,
yeah.
and wrestle for much longer.
Yeah.
Because they do a bunch of crazy stuff. The story of the first match saw the Young Bucks really working over Ricochet's leg,
mm-hmm.
and yet he somehow overcame to get the pin at the end. So, if you remember correctly, during the Young Bucks feud with Roppongi Vice, there was an ongoing storyline between the matches of the Young Bucks isolating
mm-hmm.
one of them and working over their backs.
And then, of course, Trent had that great plancha to nothing.
Yeah, well, that was the first match, yeah. And then they worked over his back the rest of the
match. I got to watch that again.
Oh, that was great. So I wonder if they'll follow that template and this time, like, work over Taguchi's hips or something.
Oh, okay.
The hip attack.
There you go. The devastating hip attack.
I know.
From the funky weapon.
If for another reason, watch this match to see Taguchi dance after the match.
Oh, okay.
It's fantastic.
All right. I'll watch it.
He's dancing to the Taguchi Japan theme.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
I'll watch it.
Watch it.
Number four.
For
Kushida versus Dragon Lee versus Takahashi, the ticking time bomb for the junior heavyweight title. Now, from what I understand, Gato, the head booker, does not generally like doing triple threat matches. That's why you don't really see them all often. However, I think this is a circumstance where it would be warranted. Hiromu Takahashi had, number one, he apparently when he was on excursion in CMLL, he had a fantastic feud with Dragon Lee.
Well, they had a match earlier this year, too.
And that has spilled into New Japan when Dragon Lee makes his. Dragon Lee is with Suzuki-gun, right?
No, that's Desperado.
No? Oh, okay. Is Dragon Lee with anybody?
I don't believe so.
Okay, he just shows up. And then Kushida, of course, they've had multiple amazing matches over the course of the last year. And so seeing these two high-quality opponents for the ticking time bomb, them all taking on each other, I think would be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, why not bring in all these feuds into one match
mm-hmm.
and kind of conclude what's more or less been a year-long story
right.
brewing between Kushida and Takahashi, as well as Dragon Lee and Takahashi. I think it'd be pretty spectacular. The matches these three men have put on with each other have been phenomenal across
the board. Oh, that's right. Dragon Lee just shows up whenever CMML shows
yeah.
up. Okay,
yeah, he's that's a
right.
CMML wrestler.
Yeah.
And I kind of, who do you think would walk away from this match as the junior heavyweight champion?
Daryl?
Daryl with the belt. Daryl wins the belt.
Daryl wins the title.
He gets put back together, and then a few months later, he is champion of the junior division. Yeah. Is he the new ace?
Yes, he's the ace of the junior heavyweights, yes. Takes that title from Kushida. That's correct. See, this is 2017. Say what you will about 2017. We've opened ourselves up to New Japan. Now we're figuring things out. We can make little jokes like, Daryl's going to win. And then we get it. We laugh.
Yeah, I feel like for the last 8 months especially, I'm really in tune with what New Japan is doing. For the most part, I don't watch every show, so sometimes the title will change hands. I'm like, how did this person win the belt? Like when El Desperado shows up on the G1 Finals, he's carrying the junior heavyweight title.
Yeah. When Killer Elite Squad, when I heard that,
but he didn't win the belt; he just took it from Kushida.
When I heard that Killer Elite Squad showed up and got involved in the War Machine and Guerrillas of Destiny, I was like, "It's like that bit in Anchorman when he's like, Channel 3 news team, you guys have been third in the ratings for years now." It's like those, you know, it's like, what are you guys doing here? Because they were gone. They were gone to Noah, I think.
Oh, for years, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they returned when Suzuki-gun came back to New
right,
Japan.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And then shortly after that, Lance Archer got hurt.
Yeah.
So Davey Boy Smith Jr. hasn't been around at all.
So it's weird that, like, Shelton Benjamin was a member of Suzuki-gun.
I know. Did you know before it was Suzuki-gun, it was Kojima-gun?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, I knew that, yeah. It's weird.
See, now we're learning these things.
Daryl. Then we laugh. Number three. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Juice Robinson. Now, Juice
for the Intercontinental title.
Sorry, for the Intercontinental title. Now, Juice Robinson has really, especially at the G1, turned a lot of heads, impressed a lot of people. I still think he's he's not my favorite because his voice is annoying and he's not really good to look at. But he's a decent wrestler.
He is a decent wrestler. He's really adapted to the New Japan style.
Oh, big time, yeah.
He's really done a good job of adapting how he works. I remember, like, in NXT, I didn't see him a ton.
Mm-hmm.
He was CJ Parker.
Yeah.
I remember him being heavier.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah.
And then,
not that interesting
of a worker.
There, he had literally the worst gimmick I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He was just environmentalist guy.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what? I love the environment.
Yeah, me too.
I'm full-on tree-hugging guy.
Same here.
Don't want that in a wrestler.
Not really.
Because it's not cool. Anyways, Zack Sabre Jr. also, especially over the past couple months, talk about making an impact almost immediately.
Oh, I know.
He came in, he joined Suzuki-Gun. It was like, okay, I wonder, how is he going to really stand out as a member of Suzuki-Gun? He starts bending people into pretzels.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. Like, I've never in my life seen a mat specialist put on such exciting matches.
Oh, I know.
Mat specializing.
I know. There's like, zero high spots in this match. It's just him contorting people's bodies in awkward and painful-looking positions, and you're invested in it because he's such a good storyteller. I remember this when we went to the G1 special.
USA.
Yeah, he faced Juice in the first round. Mm-hmm. Beat him in a really good match. Second round, he faced Ishii, and there's this one spot, we were lucky enough to be sitting in the second row, where he had Ishii in some move, and you could see Zach processing how to keep Ishii from getting to the ropes.
Yeah.
You could see the thought process going on in Zack Sabre's mind.
That's fantastic.
And it was brilliant. And you get invested in it.
He's able to turn submission maneuvers, he translates them into dramatic beats. Never seen anybody do that before. Absolutely, not to his level. Absolutely insane.
It's spectacular.
Just insane.
Who wins this match?
You know what?
Zack Sabre Jr.
Juice. Juice has got to get some. I thought they were going to put that never overweight title on Juice.
Nope.
Guess not.
Nope.
Going straight to the IC title. We booked him for the IC title.
You did. You said he was going to beat Naito for it.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
No.
Number two.
Two.
Kenny Omega versus Kota Ibushi for the United States Championship.
They've already been playing the seeds for this after the G1 finals. They had this pretty actually funny video they posted backstage of Kota and Kenny meeting. They had kind of this weird, awkward half hug, and then Kenny pushed him away.
It's exactly if you remember Step Brothers. It's Will Ferrell and Adam Scott at the end. Adam Scott, the nastiest bully, and them trying to hug it out. And not knowing how to hug.
Yeah.
That's what this was.
It really was.
It was fantastic.
But I think the kicker for me was Kenny walks away, and they do these dissolve cuts. So Kenny's walking away, and they dissolve to
so great.
Kota looking at him walking away. And they go back and forth a couple times.
Oh, it's so fantastic.
It's great.
It's so great.
So, of course, these two have a long history.
Yeah.
Together as tag team partners, mm-hmm. as well as opponents. This could be a 7-star match.
Oh, man, this is going to be amazing. Let them go all over the arena, outside the arena.
Yeah, give them an hour.
Into traffic, give them an hour. Just have some popcorn and enjoy it.
Yes.
We're probably going to get this match. I mean, that's the thing.
It's going to happen at some point. I don't know if it's going to be a Wrestle Kingdom. They might do it at Kingdom Pro Wrestling. But we are going to get this match at some point between now and January.
That's going to be so good.
I know. It's going to be great.
Number one.
One.
Okada versus Naito. Kazuchika Okada versus Tetsuya Naito. I mean, learning the first names.
IWGP heavyweight title.
This is already set in stone. This is definitely happening. Right?
Yeah. This is going to happen. Apparently, I don't know the full story. In 2013, Naito won G1.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say, instead of wrestling for the heavyweight title, he wrestled for the Intercontinental title?
Mm.
Like, I know he got kind of screwed out of his main event slot. This is from Wikipedia. Following a disappointing fan reaction to a confrontation between Naito and Okada, New Japan announced that fans would get to vote whether they or Nakamura and Tanahashi for the Intercontinental title would be the true main event of the Tokyo Dome show. When the results were released on December 9, Naito and Okada had gotten only half the votes that Nakamura and Tanahashi had gotten and lost their main event spot.
Yowza. Ouch.
So, and then he ended up losing the match for the title.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of full circle for him. Now he is far and away the most popular wrestler in New Japan.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And he is for sure getting a main event spot, mm-hmm. and he is for sure going to win that title.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah. He's already a heavyweight champion.
He's won it once.
Yeah.
He's held the Intercontinental title only once.
Mm-hmm.
Never openweight title once. Oh, he's never junior heavyweight title champion, I mean. He and Takahashi, Tokyo Pimp, were both junior and heavyweight tag champions.
No limit.
Yep.
No limit.
So, Naito, he's winning that title.
Yep.
Okada's going to hold that belt until then. I think it's going to be the longest reigning IWGP champion at that point.
Oh, no kidding.
I think I read that somewhere. He's really had it for over 400 days.
Oh, wow. epic reign.
Okada will face Evil, probably at Destruction.
Oh, yeah.
Another brutal match, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okada doesn't get beat up for the rest of the year.
Evil needs to, he needs to bring it down a notch, too. Especially after that Omega match where he got seemingly legitimately concussed.
Yeah, I know.
And
that was hard to watch.
Kenny had to deadlift him up.
I know.
Yeah. Anyways, that's our predictions for matches that should happen. Not really predictions. Those are just matches that we think should happen.
It's a wish list.
It's a wish list. There you go. That's next. Wrestle Kingdom, let us know what you guys think in the comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, huh, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcast, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcast on YouTube.